And the best mix in the morning show for Friday. I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Nachos Day. Good day for some tortilla chips and melted cheese and jalapenos and some, well, whatever you put on your nachos. How much time would you say you've spent on the couch since March? A new survey found that since March, the average American spent an extra 2 days, or 2 hours a day, I should say, sitting on their couch, or 448 hours in the past 32 weeks. And of the respondents working from home, 61% say they are using their couch as their workstation. Have we hit comfort food overload? According to a new report by the CDC, more Americans are dieting right now than ever before. According to the report, more women than men said that they're dieting, and more people, 40 and over, said that they were actually on a diet. The nose knows. What's your biggest first date pet peeve? According to a survey by dating site Zoosk, for women, their biggest first date pet peeve is a guy who smells. 45% of women surveyed said bad body odor was their biggest first date turnoff. That was followed by a guy who spends too much time on his phone. That was an annoyance for 22% of the single women surveyed. Guys had some similar complaints, but flipped. 55% said their biggest first date turnoff was someone who spends too much time looking at their phone. 21% said a date who didn't smell nice was a deal breaker. And Fortune magazine says AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine could be ready by the end of this year. AstraZeneca's CEO, Pascal Soria, tells the magazine, "At the end of the day, we don't yet know if the vaccine works. We would hope that large-scale vaccinations would be possible starting in January next year, possibly even December." That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.